continuing along Rosie's soapbox on how to hire a contractor, we got basically step one down, licensed, bonded, and insured.
And we call that step one because you can do it all
online.
Online,
quick.
That quick. So once you've identified, you've got a couple good guys to talk to, then the first thing you're going to want to do is call them. Generally speaking, I'll tell you how this conversation usually goes. Hello, Contractor A Remodeling Company. Thanks for calling. How may I help you? And you say, well, I'm thinking about doing a bathroom remodel. And then they'll say, have you remodeled before? How long have you lived in the home? And what's your budget? We already know one of those questions you're not going to answer, right? So you're going to tell them how long you've been in the house, tell them the vintage of the home, and then describe to them about what you'd like done. Ask them, are they familiar with doing bathroom remodeling projects in this particular neighborhood, in this zip code? Is this an area you ordinarily operate in? Because there's one thing about a big area like Arizona, you don't want to have to pay the superintendent for what we call windshield time, getting from the office to your house, sitting there in traffic, okay, or running between one job in Buckeye and another job in Gold Canyon. So get someone that kind of works in your area. Make sure they've done projects successfully. And then what you want to ask them is, I'm comfortable you're going to be able to give me some referrals of some of these successful projects that you've completed in my neighborhood, right? And get those names. And I'll teach you in a little while what questions you should ask those particular homeowners. So, the next question out of the remodeler ought to be, depending on the age of your home, do we need to test it for lead or asbestos before we even get out there and start looking at the project you want done? These aren't expensive tests, but they're hugely critical to the safety of you in the home during the process. You don't want to be in an environment that exposes you to a lot of airborne lead or asbestos, okay? They should be asking you, have you had the house lead or asbestos tested? And if you haven't, go ahead and pay the nominal fee to get it tested so you can find out what you're dealing with before the demolition starts. One of the next questions the contractor should be asking you is, have you had a whole house energy audit? Have you had your home analyzed? Because while we're in there tearing it apart to do this part of the addition, if there's something the home energy audit company recommended that you didn't do, maybe we ought to take a second look at that and get it included in this scope of work while we're already there.
Especially if you have a flat roof, an older flat roof home where have a lot of attic access. If they're going to be in there ripping down old popcorn ceilings and drywall, and you've got some old ductwork that might be leaking or needs repaired, or you've got new equipment that doesn't match the old system, but you didn't replace the old duct system. You know, those types of applications are perfect for doing those kinds of upgrades to our efficiency while the house is torn apart.
The tradesman's already going to be there, you know. It just get it done in the process. And then as you start zipping the home back together, you'll know you're zipping it up well from the inside out. And it's just a great. So make sure you get the lead and asbestos test. I would encourage you, before you do any remodel, get a whole house energy audit. That's going to be a total of about $400 or $500 investment in testing your home. That just makes good sense. It makes a great starting point. And any contractor you're considering using should be asking you to get those things done. That shouldn't come as a surprise to you when the inspector comes out for the demo and wants to see the lead and asbestos certification. So, what happens if you find lead and asbestos? It's not the horrible situation it used to be. It's actually a fairly manageable problem. You just have to have a designated contractor who's licensed in this particular scope of work, get in there and do the abatement and get rid of the material and issue you a clean bill of health certificate that says this house, this work environment is now free of lead and or asbestos. At that point, your remodeling contractor can then come in, move in, and proceed with the demolition of the project.
Where does mold fall into any of this?
Well, a mold test could certainly be added to that as well, Romy. Great point, particularly, you know, underneath any wet area cabinet. If you have a bathroom and you have a sink, you have mold. That's all I can tell you. If the house is over 6 months old and you have indoor plumbing, you have mold, okay? It's just what mold is it and to what degree has it spread and how are we going to deal with that? Because you don't want to get in there and expose it, be surprised, because at the point you start discovering it, it's too late. You've already spread the spores that allow it to recreate once you've zipped the house back together.
And all mold is a source of moisture. So if there was a problem you didn't realize you had, you could eliminate that water source during the remodel.
Exactly. So there's a few questions the contractor should be asking you, okay? Don't let the first phone call turn it into an interrogation of you. You're interviewing them. They're not particularly interviewing you, okay?